Well, that's awesome. For once, I have your undivided attention. First off and foremost, let's go to the Lord in prayer. Father, we thank you for your blessings and your mercy and grace, for your Son, Lord, who died to save us from our sins, Lord. You gave your life. We thank you for that. Lord, I'm thankful for each and every person that's here and all those who are watching at home. I thank you, Lord, that you have allowed us to gather together the freedoms we have in this country. Lord, I pray that you would open our hearts and our minds for what you have for us, that you would bless us and guide us and just be with us a mighty way. In Jesus' name, amen. One thing before I do anything else. Hello, girls. Hope to see you soon. My granddaughters are all watching from home today. So, yeah, wanted to say hello. Prayer cards right in front of you. You got to take them out. If you'll fill them out, pass them to the middle here in a little bit when the kids come around to collect them. And then they'll be laid up here on the kneelers so you can come up and take one home with you and pray throughout the week over that prayer request. This keeps us connected, helps us to lift one another up in prayer as we're called to do. Anything else that I can? You guys ready back here? All right. Praise team.
Well, good morning. You can stand. We're going to sing together if you want to stand. She'll be right back. We worship the God who was. We worship the God who is. We worship the God who evermore will be. He opened the prison doors. He parted the raging sea. My God, he holds the victory. There's joy in the house of the Lord. There's joy in the house of the Lord today, and we won't be quiet. We shout out your praise. There's joy in the house of the Lord. Our God is surely in this place, and we won't be quiet. We shout out your praise. To the God who saves, we sing to the God who always saves a way. He hung up on that cross, he rose up from that grave. My God, still rolling souls away. There's joy in the house of the Lord. There's joy in the house of the Lord today, and we won't be quiet. Shout out your praise. There's joy in the house of the Lord. Our God is surely in this place, and we won't be quiet. We shout out your praise. Shout out your praise. We're beggars, now we're royalty. We were the prisoners, now we're running free. We are forgiven, accepted, redeemed by his grace. Let the house of the Lord sing with praise. 'Cause we were the beggars, now we're royalty. We were the prisoners, now we're running free. We are forgiven, accepted, redeemed by his grace. Let the house of the Lord sing praise. There's joy in the house of the Lord. There's joy in the house of the Lord today. And we won't be quiet. We shout out your praise. There's joy in the house of the Lord. Our God is surely in this place. And we won't be quiet. We shout out
how he strengthened you this week and how he continues to lift you up. Hallelujah.
Our God, you reign forever. Our hope, our strong deliverer.
Good morning, church. I don't like this. Let's see. Let's look at what's happening. So today, right after church service, there is a picnic. Yay! Woohoo! Please, please stay and join us. Yes, fellowship, fellowship, fellowship. That's hard to say. Should be fun. Lots of good food. We have games planned for the kids and the big kids if they want to join. Let's see. Tomorrow, Monday, is the next day of hope, 2 p.m. here at the church. If you're able, please come and help us serve our community. August 20th, that's a Tuesday, that is the next prayer night. And also the Buckbinder small group meets that night, 6 to 8 p.m. All are welcome. Please join us in prayer or study in God's Word together. The Romans Bible study meets on Fridays, 6 p.m. here at the church. All are welcome there as well. I don't know if you're seeing a theme here, but join us, join us, join us. Let's see. Next Sunday morning, we will be continuing the apologetics class. We are going through the Continuing to Make Sense Out of Spirituality book. It's at 8:45. I do my very best to get here by 8:45. Sometimes it does not work out for me. You can come late. We do have extra books up here. Inside the books are the questions that we've been studying each chapter, so you can be all caught up to where we are. We will be doing chapter 5 next week. Good stuff. I'm learning lots. Beginning the week of September 9th, we will be doing the Not a Fan Bible study. There are sign-up things. Here comes my lovely assistant. We are looking at Monday or Wednesday nights. If you would like to join us, please sign up. Pastor Kenny's going to order books. When are you ordering books?
Tomorrow.
So if you are thinking of it, please, please write your name down. We are also doing an Experiencing God right after service. When does that start? Pastor Kenny, when are you looking to start that? In September?
Next week.
Okay, next week.
That way it'll be done by Thanksgiving.
That gets us done by Thanksgiving. So if you are interested in Experiencing God, I highly encourage it. That sign-up is going around right now. So the Not a Fan Bible study will be Monday and Wednesday night, 6:30 p.m. here at the church. Those are the days. So September 14th is our next ladies' breakfast. That will be at Tammy's house, weather permitting. I'm assuming that means if it snows, we're going to be here. Oh, wait, wrong one. Rains. If it rains, we'll be here. So please bring a dish to pass and come join us for more of that fellowship. September 15th, that is a Sunday, right after service, that will be the CPR and first aid class. If you are working with children, we ask that you please attend so that we are equipped and prepared to deal with whatever life may throw at us. We do need at least two people to play and supervise with children. I know Victoria has volunteered because she is already CPR trained. So if that's something that you are interested in doing so that the others can take the class, that would be great. And this is God's house. This is the house that he's given us. We are planning to take care of that house on September 21st. That's a Saturday. There will be more details coming soon, but please join us. Help us to make sure that we value what he has given us. We are blessed to have the freedom to meet together and to have a building to do it in. Many hands make light work. Also, September 28th, that is our next worship night. That will be down at the Grass Lake Pavilion. That's where they do the farmer's market, right?
Yep,
right next to the car wash. Yep. There also will be more details coming soon, but put that on your calendar. Should be a wonderful night.
If you have any questions about it, ask me,
okay.
Jamie, or Connor.
Okay. Jamie, Connor, or Evan can give you more details.
We'll have more for everybody here coming up next week.
Cool. And then October 5th, that is the church cleanup with the Boy Scouts. So they are extremely hard workers. They use our church as their, is it a charter, like organization? And they come and they help. They work really hard. I think we should join them in that. So two options to take care of God's house, or both, as Pastor said. Yes. So lots of stuff happening. And all of this is in the church email. It's also on our website, and I believe even on Facebook. Am I right, Brock? So if you didn't write it down or if I didn't say it correctly, you can check me on any of those places. All right, it's time to check in now. If you would please text the word check to 517-522-4062 and check yourselves into the attendance group and your children into their classes. You don't need to do it again if you've already done it. We do have the printer working. We are printing labels. My plan is to get us up and running for checking in and checking out of class as soon as possible. Brock, did I forget anything? Okay, I need some helpers. Do I have any helpers this morning? I always have helpers. If you would please pass your prayer cards to the center, my lovely assistants will pick them up. All right.
I love seeing all these requests coming in. Praises and prayer requests. Is there anything else that didn't get down on a card? Any praise, Jess?
I didn't get it on the card, but thank you guys for your prayer last week for my uncle. They did get the feeding tube put back in, and it cost us all
week. So, Jess's uncle Arnie is back home. That's good. Lorraine, how are you doing?
I'm doing well. I want to thank the church for being the church. It was a lovely day celebrating my mom's life yesterday. So much family, church family and friends. It's just an incredible day yesterday. Thank you.
I thought about you a lot this week. Anything else? I would like to praise the Lord for celebrating 20 years with being married to my husband Wednesday. So we'll be out of town next week, and Evan's going to be leading. But, yeah, wow, 20 years. That's a big deal. Okay, I think that we're ready to go to the Lord in prayer. Father, we give you praise this morning for being who you are. You are so faithful. We know that you do not change yesterday, today, and forever. You are the same, and we need that stability so much when we are just run ragged and we go here and there like sheep, but really we just need our good shepherd. and your constant watch care and the way you attend to all the details to provide for us is so beautiful. So we praise you for your faithfulness, your love, your mercies, and give you praise for Evelyn's life. Father, I thank you that you brought her home to you. And it's so hard to say goodbye, but we just thank you for closing that book and holding her close to your heart. We do lift up the family to you who's hurting and raw and experiencing change and transition. Thank you for the celebration of life yesterday and the church family that came out to support the Sharkies. Father, thank you, as Lorraine put it, for the church being the church. Just ask for their continued healing in the days and weeks and months ahead. I lift up to you Tammy's family. She's asking for wisdom, for peace, forgiveness, and love, and strength, and healthy choices. We praise you that you know all about it. And we can just mention the need. And we just love what you're doing there, Lord, and using these circumstances to draw your children to your side. Father, we lift up Gary and Barb and their unspoken for family relationships. I think we all have these prayer requests in our families. God, we thank you for the family and for how you chose to bless the earth through family. And we are so many broken and hurting. We just ask that you would send a spirit of healing for families in Jesus' name. Father, we thank you for Roseanne's granddaughter, her praise for her driver's license, and we ask that you would help her to be safe on the road as a new driver. We also give you praise for her other granddaughter, Apple, being baptized today. That is awesome. Hallelujah. Praises for Roseanne's son, Sean, having his offer on a house accepted. We just ask that you would help the rest of the deal to go smoothly, and that this season of transition and moving would go well and open up new opportunities for them in the new community and financially and all of that, Lord. Father, we lift up to you Pastor Kenny's torn calf muscle. So frustrating when we do things quickly or foolishly or carelessly, and so I just ask that you would give him just peace and appreciation for his health, and thank you for the help that is around him. We do ask that you would send him a swift healing with no further complications. Father, we lift up to you Renelle's friend who fell and broke her hip a while back. We just ask for continued healing there, that she would turn to you for all of her needs. We lift up Martha's friend Larry, who has leukemia. I believe it's advanced. I also ask for a body of believers, a social circle to come around them and love on them, maybe in ways they've never experienced before. I just want to see them loved on and coming to know you in different ways. And we know that you really just, if I can use the word, excel in these sorts of situations where we have not turned to you over and over and over. And then when there is great need or great pain or great fear, then we finally do, Lord. So I just ask that you would be merciful and gracious there in that situation. Father, I praise you for Scott and I celebrating 20 years of being married this week on the 21st. What all we are celebrating, and I give you praise for those 20 years and ask you for many, many more and safe travels too. Father, thank you for loving on this church, for just encouraging us and strengthening us and keeping us together and keeping us strong and growing in one direction. Father, we pray for unity in the body. We pray for growth. And in this next song, we're going to be singing about how you are the God of revival. We want you to stir our hearts and spark us to the next thing. We love you. We praise you. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay, so this is a new song. You are welcome to just sit and listen to the beautiful words, and you can join us if you want. We're going to bring you a new song right now.
Light it up, oh God of revival.
can't raise, no soul that you can't save. All things are possible. I got nothing. use these words to be the song of our heart this week, that we would use these words for our warfare, to trust you and to praise you that you are going before us. We love you. We love you. We love you. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name, amen.
Get you all the way down there? Good grief. Man alive. All right. Yeah, I feel it. So we didn't do this last week. I know some of you were excited. Oh, we're done with that. But no, I'm back. But a couple weeks ago, I tried to talk a little bit about small inputs, how they can get amplified if we're connected to the right source, right? And we use the example of this boy. Some say lad, some translations say lad, and in John, where he brought a couple of loaves of bread, and I'm picturing these tiny loaves because it was like his lunch, right? A couple of loaves of bread, a couple of fish, and Jesus was able to feed 5,000 people with that. So if you heard that, or even if you didn't hear that, can you think of any examples like that in your own life where there was this little input and you saw this big result? So just a head nod or a wave would be nice. No examples. Huh. Well, I got an example. So I was downtown Jackson long time ago. I can't imagine. It was like 25 years ago probably. Anyway, I'm downtown Jackson. There was some kind of event going on, and I don't even know what it was, but this young boy, probably 7 or 8 years old, he spots me. And he looks up and he goes, "Hey, I know you. You were my mentor." And he latches a hold of me and gives me like this world's biggest hug. And his mom or dad was there and they had no idea who I was. I had no idea who he was, who they were. And I'm like scratching my head and going, well, and I think I figured it out afterwards as I had volunteered for a program called HOSTS. It's Help One Student to Succeed, where one day a week, I'd take my lunch hour, run down to the local elementary school and sit with a student and help them read. These were students that were struggling reading. And you were assigned a student. This little boy was not assigned to me. So I didn't recognize him. But I think what had happened is my student didn't show up that day. Maybe his mentor didn't show up that day. And I spent it wasn't even a half hour with this kid. And obviously that little input had a big impact on him. So, and I'm going to jump on the whole children bandwagon. So those little inputs have big outputs, especially when we're talking children. And Proverbs tells us that children are a gift from God, and we need to be good stewards of these gifts, right? Deuteronomy tells us in a couple of places. It talks about impressing the words of God on our hearts, right? And then diligently teaching them to our children. Whether we're walking or lying down or when we get up in the morning, right? Ephesians 6, 1 through 4. Well, I'll just paraphrase. In verse 1, it's a command to the children. Hey, children, listen up. Obey your parents in the Lord. And then verse 4 says, fathers, do not provoke your children to anger, but bring them up in discipline and instruction to the Lord. So children, you have responsibilities. Parents, we have responsibilities. I feel like I got the bigger job, quite frankly, the tougher job. So I think in a few minutes we're going to bring the children up. We're going to pray over them again. And maybe your children won't be sitting up here. Maybe you don't have children at all. But I've leaned on this one before, I think, and I want to say it's Randy Carlson, the radio preacher guy on Family Life Radio, was talking one day, and he said the greatest gift you can give your children, he was talking to me, is to love your wife. So likewise, you can support these children by supporting their parents, right? And encourage them, love on them. It doesn't have to be direct. It doesn't have to be big. God can amplify whatever input you provide in I think that's stewardship. I don't know. But that's where we're going to end, and I'm going to invite, I think, Mark and Steve. I forgot Steve's name. That's a little ironic, isn't it? Oh, take up our offering this morning. All right, will you pray with me? Oh, Father God, we do thank you for all you've given us. We thank you for those that provided little inputs into our lives, and you were able to amplify them. We thank you for the rewards that we see of the little inputs we might provide into others. And we just bring back a little bit of what you've blessed us with, and ask that you would bless it and multiply it. And we say carry it to the ends of the earth so that others would know you, and we would have that little input that you have amplified so much. In Jesus' name, amen.
While they're taking up the offering, I just had something that I needed to share. I should have shared it during praise time. But Steve said about the kids. Our kids are never, ever too young to learn. Or too old. My daughter-in-law sent me a video this morning of my youngest granddaughter. She's in the bathtub. And she's just singing her heart out. And I had to listen to it. And she's in there singing, "Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord." And at the end of it, she shouted, "Praise the Lord." She's 3. You can touch each and every child in here. And I have a saying that I do with my grandkids. I tell them, "I love you." And they say, "I love you back." And I say, "I love you more." And they say, "Not possible. I love you with a Mimi love." My youngest granddaughter looked at me the other day and she said, Mimi, nothing's impossible with God. And I thought, okay, we're doing something right. So they listen to you. They hear the worship songs. Just keep speaking into their lives. No matter where you're at, no matter what you're doing. These kids are our up-and-coming church. They're our future. I'm going to turn it over to Bonnie. And I want to thank Bonnie for pouring into my grandkids. My grandkids come here and they can't wait to come to church to see Miss Bonnie. So I praise the Lord for her and all she does.
I love them. All right, kiddos. Everybody come up here. Even my child, who really hates to be up here. I think the nursery kids are coming. Maybe. Thanks, Trav. What is happening next week? Anything fun? Miss Scarlett, what are you doing tomorrow? She starts school tomorrow. When do you start school, Brody? Do you guys know when you start? Is that a week? Emmett starts the 26th.
Next week on Monday.
Well, that's orientation. That's different.
No, that's this week on Monday. That's tomorrow.
Oh, yeah, you're right. I don't know.
Called starting school exciting.
Some of us it is. Emmett's excited. Well, honey.
When I go to school, I'm going to be in kindergarten.
Kindergarten?
No way.
Oh, that's awesome.
First grade?
Awesome. Scarlett, you're going into second? Trav, what grade are you going in? Fourth grade. Is that the same school you've been in, or is it a new school? Same school. Braxton, what about you? What grade?
Second.
Second. Awesome. Emmett's going into sixth. Zach's in seventh.
Yeah,
seventh. Nice. All right. Do you guys, we're going to pray for you this morning, okay? Are you ready for it? All right. Let's do it. Father God, Lord, we just thank you and praise you for these kids. Father, I am so excited to see so many smiling faces this morning, Lord. And Father, I thank you that they are learning and growing in their knowledge of who you are and how much you love them, Lord. And Father, I thank you that they are learning to place their cares at your feet, Lord, to give them to you and know that you will answer, Lord. Not necessarily when we want you to, but or how, but you do answer, Lord. And that your will and your way is always, always best. Father, I ask that you would just put your hedge of protection around all these kids, Lord, as they prepare to go to school, Lord. Some of us are excited about it, and some of us are a little anxious, Lord. So, Father, I pray that you would be with us, Lord. Help us to put aside our fears, Lord, to put our trust in you, Lord, and know that you are with us everywhere we go, everything we do, Lord. That you never leave us nor forsake us, Lord. And that you give us exactly what we need for everything that we encounter, Lord. Whether it's courage to overcome our fears, whether it's patience to deal with a bully, whether it's just the ability to learn, Lord. Everything comes from you. So we thank you and praise you for what you're going to do, Lord. We ask you to keep us safe, that you would help us to be good friends, that you would give us a teachable spirit, Lord. And Father, I pray that you would be with this church, Lord, that we would be willing to invest in these kids, Lord, that no matter whether we mean to or not, we are influencing them. We are a part of a bigger purpose in their lives, Lord. Father, help us to be willing to sacrifice, willing to pray, willing to spend time with them, to invest in teaching them, Lord, training them up, listening to them, Lord. Father, we just thank you for these beautiful children that you've blessed us with. We give you praise and honor and glory, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. Oh.
No, I cannot sit still.
I just want to share a quick testimony and a praise. I was an educator for 40 years, and the first 14 years were spent at a Christian school. And quite often we would get, and part of that time I was teaching and part of it I was an administrator, and I would quite often get parents bringing their child in the summertime to want to enroll them in the fall. And their child was going to public school and had gotten into trouble. And so the parents were reaching out to a private school and a Christian school, hoping that their child would be around a better atmosphere, better influences, and so on. So I had this one student named JJ, and he was in eighth grade. And we enrolled him. He came to our Christian school. And every week, every Wednesday, we would have a chapel service. And this one Wednesday, I felt the Lord was saying to me, you need to confront JJ about salvation personally on a one-to-one basis. So when chapel was over, I grabbed JJ and I said, you got a minute? You know, you're gonna get out of class for a few minutes. That's always good. That's always good. Yeah. So we stood in the hallway and I confronted him. I said, would you like to accept Jesus into your heart? And I went through the plan of salvation. He had heard it. He had been there a while. He had heard it in chapel and so on and so on. But I just felt like confronting him at that moment was what God wanted me to do. So we stood there in the hallway for probably at least 20 minutes. And I could feel almost a physical battle going on in him, wrestling with, do I do this? Do I not do this? You know, Satan was ruling his life and didn't want to let go, but God had a plan for him. And he walked away from me that morning saying, no, I can't do that. I'm just not ready. So 11 years passed, 11 years, and I get a message on Facebook. He had looked me up. And he had said, I just wanted you to know
that I'm thankful for what you did for me. And he said, I accepted the Lord. And he wanted to reach out to me and let me know that. So don't ever think that your time spent with children, your input, your sharing, your interest that you show them, and confronting them with truth, if that's what God's leading you to do, don't ever think that that's a waste of time. Don't ever just blow it off and say, well, I'm not sure this is going to do any good. This kid's been in trouble a long time. He's a troublemaker at my school. I don't think it's going to do any good. Don't do that. If God's leading you to do something, speak to someone, no matter how old they are, do it because you're planting seeds. Obviously, someone came along later in his life after that seed had been planted and they watered it. And I don't know who got to harvest that seed with him. I don't know if he did it on his own or somebody did it with him. But God had a plan for him. It wasn't at the right time when I was with him sharing, but 11 years later, it was the right time.
Praise the Lord.
Yeah, praise the Lord.
All right. Please stand with us.
Pride is a horrible thing when it gets in the way, when it gets between you and the Lord, and it has to be dealt with quickly. Don't ever forget that. Would you join me in prayer? And before we go to prayer, I've been asked if we would tear down the chairs and set up four tables. So, guys, if you wouldn't help with that, that would be appreciated. Let's go to the Lord. Father, we thank you for this day, for your love and mercy. For the grace, Lord, that you so freely give. We're grateful, Lord, for your presence in our lives and how, Lord, you're growing us, changing us to become more Christ-like each and every day. Help us, Lord, to crucify the flesh with its passions and desires and to live by faith and not by sight. To trust in you fully, Lord, is to surrender all that we have. Lord, we thank you for this time of fellowship that we're about to partake in and for the food that's there. We praise you and thank you. Be with us, Lord, throughout this day and this week until we meet again as your people. In Jesus' name, amen.